As we have been mentioning today, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Udkhulu fi silmi kafa, we have to enter into Islam completely. After Asr Salah, we mentioned the third branch of Islam, which is Mu'amalat, our business dealings. And we have to make sure we correct our business dealings, just like our aqidah, our beliefs, and our ibadat has to be corrected. Our business dealings also has to be corrected. Now, inshallah, we will discuss the fourth branch, which is Mu'asharat, our social etiquette. This also is one thing we have to make islah and reform. We are not living alone, we are living in a society with our wives, children, parents, neighbors, in-laws, family members, students, teachers, many, many other people. We have to find out what rights of other people are upon us. Islam has taught us to fulfill the rights of other people, not to demand our rights. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what must we do in a time when there will be a lot of discrimination, people giving preference to others? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you fulfill the rights of other people, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill your rights. You don't demand your rights, you ask Allah ta'ala to fulfill your rights, but you make sure that you fulfill the rights of others, because on the day of Qiyamah you will be questioned regarding the rights which is upon you. Allah won't ask another person that, Allah ta'ala won't ask you, did that person fulfill his rights? Allah will ask him, but Allah ta'ala will ask you, did you fulfill the rights of others? So this is one very, very important point. Another important point on Islamic social life, there are a few principles. One is not causing harm to others. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true Muslim is one who does not cause harm to any other Muslims by means of his tongue and his hands. In this way here, it means that no amount of difficulty, inconvenience, harm to any fellow being, even Muslim, even non-Muslim, even the environment, a Muslim has to be very, very careful. This is part of Islamic teachings. We don't just throw packets on the floor. We don't just pollute the environment. A Muslim is very, very conscious about these things. Another one is foregoing of rights. If you want to live in society, forego our rights. Fulfill the rights of others. Somebody does wrong to us, forego our rights. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you are in the right. You had an argument with somebody, you're fighting with that person. You are in the right. For Allah's pleasure, you say, I'll leave it out. I won't fight with that person. Why must fight with him? Immediately one palace will be built for you in the middle of Jannah. You could have had a fight, you could have got 50 rand extra, but here you're getting a palace in the middle of Jannah. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if a person gives charity, your money never ever gets less. And if you pardon somebody else, you make him maaf, you forgive him, Allah will raise you in honor. Normally we think, I'll go down. Allah will increase you in honor. And if you humble yourself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will raise you. So this is also one thing in society, to forgive other people. Another is to learn to honor other people and serve other people, to make khidmat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you are a young person and you are serving other people, you're showing respect to an old person because of his age, then when you will grow old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant other people to make respect to you. They will show respect to you. This is a glad tidings, inshallah, you will get long age also, and Allah will create people to serve you. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O brothers, O servants of Allah, remain like brothers. Do not have jealousy amongst yourselves. Do not eavesdrop. Do not spy on one another. Do not backbite. Do not be jealous of one another. Do not bear malice and enmity in your heart for one another. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Muslims are brothers of one another. You neither wrong, make zulam on another. You don't, when he's in problems, you help and assist him. And you never ever belittle him and bring him down. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, taqwa is here at the heart. Three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, it's a very, very big sin to despise a Muslim brother, to look down upon him. Everything belonging to a Muslim is unlawful for another Muslim. His life, his honor and his wealth. Allah does not look at your bodies and your appearances. Allah looks at your hearts and Allah looks at your amal and your actions. So the outward things, Allah doesn't look at your faith, how smart you are. But Allah is looking at your heart and Allah is looking at your actions, the amal of deen which a person is doing. This is another very important thing. Another important point is simplicity. We must have simplicity in our lives. A simplicity which is part of iman, it becomes easy to fulfill the rights of other people then. And then nobody's eyes fall on our things. Live a life of simplicity in our dressing, in our homes, in our vehicles, in our nikahs, in our funerals. In every matter, you will find a lot of rahat and comfort in this world. And another quality to have is humility. Our Buzrugs mentioned, if a person doesn't have humility, you can never ever get unity in the ummah. You will only get unity when there is humility amongst ourselves. And the last quality, which is another very important usul and principle, abstaining from the ways of the kuffar and disbelievers. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." If you imitate other people, then you will be regarded amongst them on the day of Qiyamah. So this is a few etiquettes which a person has to bring within his life, how he must live within himself, in his own house, and the people around him. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and ability. This is just points we have mentioned here. There is the kitab of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, Adabul Mu'asharat. How must a person live in society with people? We should try to read this kitab and try to bring those teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Allah give us all tawfiq.